City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Kelly Simpkins.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Queercast show number 383. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Kelly Simpkins.
And we're coming to you live from Vancouver, BC.
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Bic, kick, kick.
The Bic.
The Bic.
The Bic.
Vancouver,
the British
Bic.
Columbia. Right on the Pacific Ocean and the Coast Mountains to our north, we are situated here at the fantastic Westin Grand on Robson Street, which is right in the middle of downtown. And yeah, we want to say thank you for the Westin. It's pretty grand. We've got a corner suited, I guess, little room here with a little sitting area and glass on two sides. And
you see all the buildings, looks out over the entire city. It's a stunning view.
Yeah.
Beautiful bedroom and suite and little kitchenette and
lovely
tub and shower. Couldn't be nicer. Thank you, Westin.
Thank you, Westin. Well, we are really excited about having 5 days in British Columbia. We're going to be starting off. This is going to be a couple of podcasts with Kelly and I taking you around and letting you get to know Vancouver. Just kind of a mainstream look at Vancouver.
You brought a. That's not good.
I liked it.
Okay.
And also, we're going to take you to Victoria, which is a place I've always wanted to visit. It only works once, Kelly.
Okay, sorry.
She's a little jet lagged because it is about a little over 4 hour flight, and but it was a really easy flight, and then a quick cab in from the airport. All the cabs here we hear are hybrid. They're almost entirely all hybrid. It's very clean here, and we had a wonderful cab driver who couldn't help but tell us just where all of the Olympic events were. Mm-hmm. And
must be a big thing, though, when people come here, that they point out where all of the stadiums were and where they did this and where they did that. It was lovely.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons I've always wanted to come to Vancouver is because I kind of fell in love with Canada in general when I visited Toronto a few years ago. And but Vancouver's always been a place that I wanted to come for many, many years.
Because?
I don't know. You know, I just always thought it was not only urban, but it had water and mountains in a way that
the mountains are beautiful.
The mountains beautiful.
A spread of the mountains outside of our bedroom window here, which is just glorious.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, one of the things that people think of when they think of Vancouver, Vancouver is not only the urban aspects of a great, vibrant city. There is a thriving GLBT community here, and we look forward to sharing much of that with you, as we're going to have a lot of different ambassadors from the city. In this upcoming show, you're going to hear about a private-owned women's toy store that we're going to be visiting called Women's Wear, which has been around for 15 years. And hey, don't think that if you're not in Vancouver, you can't shop there, because they do have online and a mail-in catalog. Plus, we're going to take you, and that's in an area called Commercial Drive, which Kelly and I are going to venture out to today, which is, we hear, is kind of where the girls are, and kind of some fun, funky people. And then later on, you're going to hear from us as we explore kind of the gayborhood, the boys area of Davie Village. But why I've always loved it here is my perception of this place has been that it's very metro and very urban, but people really live an outdoors life. There's a laid-back quality that I've always anticipated about Vancouver, and I'm already starting to experience it just with how friendly people are and seeing the mountains and seeing the waterfront, which is such a huge part of this city. So it's a great place if you do enjoy the outdoors. Do endure the outdoors. Endure it and enjoy it. We should say that it is legal for gay people to get married in Vancouver. And I don't know, by the end of this whole trip, Kelly and I might be hitched.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
That would scare you?
I don't know.
Have we told people? It scares me quite a bit.
Scares me a little bit,
all
too.
Right, good.
All right, so we're good.
We're good. We're in sync with that. But, yes, the 2010 Olympics were held here, and America got to know Vancouver a little bit more. But one thing we should say is that the big games, the big gay games, I guess these are actually the out games, are coming to Vancouver, are soon to come to Vancouver, and so we can tell you more about that as well, because maybe this will be a city that you want to come to get married, come to get a feel for another GLBT community, or maybe you want to come because it is outdoorsy and they do have a lot of facilities now, but you might want to come in 2011 to the North American Out Games and plan a trip for that. So Kelly and I are here to hopefully help you, entice you as to why
we'll entice
you as to why Vancouver might just be the next city that you'd like to travel to. So let's start traveling. So Kelly and I have landed in Vancouver, our very first trip, and I have to say the people are very friendly. We got off into a cab, and he was almost like he was hired by Tourism Vancouver to guide us into the city, pointing out all the Olympic sites of where all the attractions were and all the way through the town. So now we're in the lovely Weston, and we're going to talk more about that along the show. But I'm so excited to have met Lisa Cumming. When you go to a hotel, and especially a Western or Starwood location, you should always check in with the concierge. They know everything that's going on, and that's where we stopped first as we head to Granville Island. And I met the lovely Lisa Cumming. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. Now you have just absolutely whetted our appetites. We're just pausing here for a second to talk to you, because Granville Island seems to be the place to really eat and enjoy kind of the best of what's kind of homegrown here.
Absolutely.
Vancouver.
You know, Granville Island really is, if you were to sort of do a cross-section of Vancouver, you could culminate it into Granville Island, because you've got the Culinary Institute, which is a huge form of education in Vancouver. You've got a cross-section of all the best shopping, all the best dining. There's a restaurant down there called Go Fish that's actually been put on the international bucket list.
Oh, wow.
What you need to do before you do whatever you do
after
this.
And we're going
to
do it right now.
Exactly.
One more thing gone, Kelly.
Yeah, and you're nice and young, too. Excellent. So it really is. And the neat thing about Granville Island as well, and that's a really big attraction, there's absolutely nothing touristy about it. It's what everybody does that lives in Vancouver after work on the weekends. On the weekends, there's free live entertainment throughout. During the holidays, it really comes alive, from the decorations to handmade, homemade Christmas crackers to specialized foods. It really is just a slice of a little bit of everything. Very reflective, again, of the multicultural level, the multi-denominational nature of Vancouver.
Well, yeah, you were saying there's not only a brewery, but there's also a place to do sake tastings, and it's hard to miss the impact of Asian culture.
Absolutely.
On this city.
Oh, you can't. I mean, Vancouver is so heavily populated with that, and we're blessed with that because it creates such diversity. I mean, where else in the world can you go in a five-block radius and to have a sake tasting, go to a brewery, buy a quail's egg, and get a slice of 25-year-old aged cheddar cheese?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
And a Nanaimo bar.
And yes,
an Nanaimo
you
bar.
Are going to tell all your readers what a Nanaimo bar is.
I'm going to have one.
And I'm going to quiz you on it.
You are, and it's going to be like a 60-second ad for one while I eat it. So tell me, I hear tell that you, for any of our gay and lesbian listeners who want to come and get hitched in Canada, because mm-hmm. you are ahead of us on that curve for same-sex marriage, mm-hmm. You help couples do that. Yeah. You're maybe traveling here.
Absolutely.
What can you help couples do that want to come here and
whatever
get
needs to be done. I mean, the typical, the basic necessities are providing a marriage license, providing a marriage commissioner, and providing myself and somebody else in the hotel as witness. Those are the bare minimum. I have done everything from finding tuxedos and wedding dresses to finding a bow tie for their bulldog, who was part of the family, to providing flowers, to renewing vows and replicating the bouquet that was... I mean, it really... there. I could sit here and literally talk to you for the next 3 hours, a listing of things, but every single ceremony, as simple or as elaborate as the couple getting married want it to be, is exactly that. And it's individualized and customized to every single person's need because, you know, being that there are no two human beings the same in the world, there are going to be no two same ceremonies.
Yeah.
So if you want, you know, I had a couple that I were married here, Amber and Elisa, this summer. Well, one of them loved bridges and the other one loves waterfront. And the other one, it was bridges and I can't remember what the other one was. But, you know, we combined the both of them because Vancouver is so geographically, mm-hmm. you know, well suited as well. So. It really, you know, you tell me what you need and we'll make it happen. That's the bottom line. There really is nothing that we can't make happen in Vancouver because we've got so many options.
So do you find that some people come here and get inspired and it's a very last minute marriage? Don't
Absolutely.
Get any ideas, Kelly, not yet. But
there's a twinkle in an eye over there.
but I mean, obviously some people can plan and have with you
some
beforehand
people
and have
Absolutely.
Family come here and really mm-hmm. kind of do what we would call a more traditional wedding, but have it be here and in all the
and they
all
are
the bells and whistles and legalities.
Weddings. Absolutely. And you know, one day, God willing, you'll be able to do this anywhere in the world. When the world catches up to what the world now is.
Yeah.
But for now, yes, you come here and whatever you want to have happen, we'll just make it happen. I mean, it's just, it's one of the biggest joys of my job is being able to encourage people to come in and to honor the relationship they have with their significant other. And yeah, sometimes I work for 5 months planning a wedding with every intricate detail down to your false eyelashes and the color of your nail polish. Other times it's like, hey, you know what? We're doing a trip to Vancouver or Seattle. We're going to be in the area. We decided we're just going to make a quick trip up and get married while we're there.
Yeah.
And whatever it is that you deem as being your perfect wedding will yeah. become your perfect wedding, no matter how elaborate or simple you'd like it to be.
How comfortable do you think this city is with gay and lesbian tourists? I mean, is
absolutely 100%.
It's entirely open. You can feel comfortable here. And
well, we have a huge gay population, the West End.
Yeah.
There is, you know, I think that, again, as I said, multi-denominational, multicultural, my life preference. You know, there is really one of the reasons that I live in Vancouver and I love it so much is it's absolutely unconditional. There's no conditions. There's no labeling. You are who you are. A good person is a great person. I don't care what encompass you come in. You know, I mean, and I think that the world would embrace so many more amazing people if they just opened their mind up and said a person is a person is a person. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're all the same when it comes down to it.
Well, and you're all the same here at the Westin, and now I'm going to go become one of many and try one of these Nanaimo bars. Am I saying that right?
Nanaimo.
Nanaimo?
Then I know what you meant.
the bar. The
and
bar
you know,
that
the
will be...
the thing.
Yeah,
you
the end thing with coconut thing. And bittersweet chocolate
that's
and cream.
Right.
I mean, could I want anything more?
That's
besides
right.
Kelly sitting over here. Thank you so much, Lisa, for
pleasure.
Chatting with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So we're back at our hotel.
Mm-hmm.
What an awesome afternoon. I mean, you can pack so much in just a first day even flying into.
It's a great first day, wasn't
Vancouver.
It?
Vancouver, yeah.
We were a little tired. I'm very, very tired now, but I thought, what a remarkable adventure to begin our adventure.
Yeah, I'm glad I had my tennis shoes on, and I'm glad that we...
Thank God you didn't wear the stilettos you had.
No, the stilettos would not have been good, nor the platforms, nor the wedges. It was really
Stop
a tennis shoe
wedges.
Day. I know. But, you know, after Lisa enticed us so much, we were so eager to get to Granville Island, and I have to say, we found almost everything that she told us about.
Mm-hmm.
We first of all hopped the Aqua Bus.
So how do we set up... Well, she told
it
us a little bit about Granville Island, but what she said is that this is where... The Vancouverans go. This is not,
and
I mean,
that.
A lot of tourists go there, but this is where the majority of people who live here go to do shop. I mean, they have, you know, a huge public market there, tons of food, just tons
of food. It was just gorgeous. Isn't everything so vibrant here? The colors?
Clean. Vibrant is a really great word.
Well, let's just paint the picture. We were able to walk quickly from downtown, as Lisa said, and we hopped on this thing called an aqua bus. Kelly thought it was actually going to be an aqua-colored bus, but actually it was.
Don't.
I'm just saying, you won't be the only one who maybe thinks that.
Don't.
She said, look for the rainbow arch, and there was a big rainbow arch, and you walk out to the edge of a dock, and
has
all of a sudden.
It has nothing to do with anything gay.
It doesn't. Although it was pretty, but it's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. Well, it's mediocre gay.
It's a multicolored little tugboat, little pontoon boat that kind of, you get on with a driver and you go around the bay and they drop you off across the water.
Yeah, it's right about 8 or 10 minutes right at Granville Island.
Yeah, and it's really cheap. I mean, it depends on if you want a round trip is under $8 to go there and come back. And it's just pretty on a day like today, gorgeous. Walk up the dock there, and as Kelly said, the market is just full of food and prepared food of every ethnic background of food you can think of, and bakeries and
anything you could possibly want. Really clean,
burgers,
really well
sushi,
done. Indian,
Mexican, Chinese.
Keep naming countries.
I mean, it was every kind of food you can imagine. And then they have the market where people were buying fresh produce. So I guess you'd really want to get over there. I mean, it puts Whole Foods to shame. I mean, the mound of berries, the mounds of...
And much cheaper. And
the
flowers.
Oh. And then what was lovely is you just had all these amazing musicians playing, peppered kind of all around the island, where you just hear people while you're strolling playing music. Now, Lisa had told us to try to check out a place called Go Fish. And having been there now, I would say it is a must do if you are coming and you head to Granville Island.
And we actually had to stop and ask somebody because we got a little turned around in our map. We got turned
reading.
Around in our map reading.
Yeah.
But we
met
found
a lovely
somebody
woman.
Who, you know, was at the college there, which is called
Emily Carr College.
Emily Carr College.
Design School.
She walked us across a bridge there by the sea wall, and we went down to find this tiny, tiny, tiny little hut.
Little aluminum robin's egg blue kind of colored shack, almost, right on
shack.
The pier.
It's like a little fish shack. And what she said, what Lisa told us, was that they catch the fish, and within an hour,
they're frying it up.
They're
for
frying
you.
It up, and you're eating
or
it.
Or grilling
and it's
it up.
Tacos and
fish
salmon
and
halibut and tuna, and I mean, it's just
some of the best fish I've ever
eaten. Incredibly fresh
eaten.
And really lovely, and certainly one of the high points of today. And we really felt like we had found something that a lot of the tourists did not find even know where to look. So,
thank you, Lisa. Woo, she is the best concierge.
And
I have to tell you,
this used to be called Industrial Island, as.
I guess, well, there's cement. There's big factories
well, it's like
over
all
there.
All the warehouses
yeah.
that were on the water.
Yeah.
So they converted all of those things, and they have a lot of artisans and local craftspeople who have shops there.
There's a design college there, so it goes without saying that there are lots of designers and artists that have shops there and open galleries, I would say, places where they're workshopping and where they are also selling or showing their art. So it's really a great place. We should also say this week that Kelly and I are here is the very, very beginning of the Vancouver Fringe Festival. There will be so many plays over the next week and a half, and Kelly and I probably won't get to see any of them, but definitely have read about a lot of them already just on posters around and the literature, and there is a lot going on here. Canada has a lot of great festivals, maybe Toronto with their film festival, Vancouver has one as well, and then Vancouver has this awesome Fringe Festival for theater. So I hope that you all can go to Granville Island and check it out. That's going to be one of my first recommendations, and now Kelly and I think are just going to hit the hot tub in the pool here at the Westin and get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow we are kicking it off at Women's Wear.
Hi, I'm a Miller Lite Brewmaster.
Yeah, and I'm a Miller Lite Drinkmaster.
It's the Brewmaster Drinkmaster Show.
I just created a revolutionary aluminum pint bottle. Great new way to enjoy the taste of Miller Lite.
Wow. See, I just designed a new game day delicacy to be enjoyed with your great tasting beer, the 8-layer dip.
Well, the aluminum pint has a wider mouth, giving every sip a superior flow that delivers the great taste.
That's terrific. Most people flow from beef to bean to sour cream to cheese to guacamole to salsa to veggies. See, I'm not most people, though. I flow all the way to jambalaya.
Huh. Also, it's got a resealable cap that makes sure every sip tastes as fresh as the first.
Well, my dip is so hearty, it can last from a day game to a night game.
This isn't a competition, you know.
Okay, fine. You advance the science of drinking great-tasting beer, and I advance the art of enjoying it.
Introducing the new aluminum pint bottle from Miller Lite. Just another way for you to enjoy the great taste. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. A U.S. District Court judge in California declared September 9th that the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional, saying it violates both the First Amendment rights to free speech and the Fifth Amendment right to due process in the federal constitution. The decision, which has not yet been officially entered, includes an injunction against further enforcement of the policy, but will almost certainly be stayed and appealed to the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Log Cabin Republicans brought the lawsuit on behalf of many of its members who, it said, are being denied their constitutional rights.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley stunned the political world by announcing that he will not seek a seventh term in the February elections. Daley, who has been mayor of Chicago since 1989, has been one of the most pro-LGBT public officials in the country, and he supports marriage equality.
Two men at Atlanta's Black Gay Pride over Labor Day weekend were fatally shot. The victims were Samuel Blizzard Jr., 21, of Virginia, and Calvin Streeter, 26, of Atlanta. Authorities believe that the victims knew their killer, but admitted there is no solid connection between the men attending the Pride events and the slayings.
In Washington, D.C., a robocall went out claiming that openly gay council member Jim Graham paid for a woman's abortion, specifically his male companion's chief of staff's girlfriend. Graham is running for re-election. Graham opponents deny any connection to the call.
10,000 people turned out for the 21st annual South Carolina Pride in the state's capital of Columbia. There were very few protesters, despite the faith-based group Palmetto Family Council criticizing the public funding SC Pride received.
Colorado Governor Bill Ritter has announced that Monica Marquez, age 41, will become the first lesbian and Latina to sit on the state's Supreme Court. Marquez will occupy the seat on December 1st.
In Rhode Island, Marcus Huffman, 40, who was found guilty of the first-degree sexual assault for the March 2007 rape of a lesbian, was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Huffman offered the drunken woman a ride home, but then drove her to a substation, raped her, and left her on the bathroom floor.
Scott Stringer, president of the New York City Borough of Manhattan, married his wife in New Haven, Connecticut, as a sign of solidarity with gay and lesbian friends who cannot wed in New York State. Connecticut allows same-sex unions.
Pastor Terry Jones, the Florida minister who had planned on burning copies of the Quran but then relented, has harassed Gainesville's openly gay mayor, Craig Lowe. Jones has placed signs on the lawn of his church, the Dove Center, that read, "No Homo Mayor."
A riddle elicited interesting responses from kids at a New York City school. Here's the riddle. Mr. Smith and his son are driving in a car. They get into an accident. Mr. Smith dies and his son is rushed to the hospital. The surgeon says, "I can't operate on him because he's my son. How is that possible?" The traditional answer is that the surgeon is the boy's mother. However, several students recently answered that the boy has two fathers.
In world news, in Singapore, a 47-year-old gay man, Tan Eng Hong, was arrested for allegedly performing oral sex on another man in a public restroom and faces up to 2 years in prison. Singapore's law pertaining to sex acts was amended 3 years ago to legalize anal and oral sex, but only for heterosexual couples. Tan was released on bail. His case will be heard on September 27th.
In Serbia, Pride Parade organizers are planning another event on October 10th, despite the violence that led to the march's cancellation last year. The parade would be the first such an event in almost a decade.
In Australia, swimmer Stephanie Rice has been dropped as a spokesperson for the luxury car brand Jaguar after she called the South African rugby team faggots. Rice has apologized for the slur and said she understood why Jaguar made its decision. Out gay Olympic diver Matthew Mitchum defended Rice on his Facebook page. "I agree. It was offensive and very thoughtless. But being friends with her for 2 years, I know she is not homophobic."
In the 6 months since Mexico City has legalized same-sex marriage, approximately 400 couples have gotten hitched. The law went into effect on March 4th.
In entertainment news, in his new book, Golden Rules, Life's Little Lessons for Making It Work, Project Runway's Tim Gunn speculates about FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover and about the sexual orientation of his own dad, who was Hoover's ghostwriter. Gunn also writes that he has not been in a relationship in more than 20 years because his last romantic involvement resulted in a horrific betrayal. There's also plenty of industry gossip.
In Italy, the film Black Swan, featuring Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis as competing ballerinas, stirred controversy at the Venice Film Festival because of a love scene between the two stars. The movie was directed by Darren Aronofsky, the director of Requiem of a Dream.
Bisexual rapper Nicki Minaj said that although she did not intend to be a gay-friendly presence in the hip-hop world, she is glad it happened that way. She credits the diversity at LaGuardia High School of Music and Art and Performing Arts for opening her eyes.
Openly gay Tony Award-winning choreographer Bill T. Jones, gay Tony Award-winning composer lyricist Jerry Herman, and talk show titan Oprah Winfrey are among the latest Kennedy Center honorees. The honorees also include musician Paul McCartney and country singer Merle Haggard.
Chuck Pinozzo, the openly gay and HIV-positive member of the band Styx, has teamed with Atlanta, Georgia-based biotech firm GeoVax Labs to raise awareness about HIV and AIDS. Partnership happened after Pinozzo met GeoVax's lead scientist, Dr. Harriet Robinson, at an AIDS awareness event in Florida. Pinozzo said, "The hope is for a vaccine that can be taken once a year at much less cost than current treatments allow, and one that could be made readily available to patients around the world."
In Las Vegas, the Liberace Museum will permanently close its doors October 17th, impacted by the economy. At its peak, the museum attracted about 400,000 visitors annually.
And Michael Kenneth Williams, who portrayed gay drug dealer Omar Little in HBO's critically acclaimed series The Wire, is now in quite a different role as Chalky White in the new show Boardwalk Empire by Martin Scorsese, which takes place in a Prohibition-era Atlantic City. Michael Pitt, Dabney Coleman, Gretchen Mol, Michael Shannon, and Steve Buscemi are also star in a series, which premieres on HBO on September 19th. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hey, this is Jennifer Hudson, and you listen to the Windy City Clearcast.
So we're day two here in Vancouver after a big afternoon on Granville Island, which we enjoyed. And I think we ate so much sweet things that we kind of crashed in our bed last night.
10 o'clock.
Yes. After a nice little hot tub, though.
Yes.
That was good. That was good in the non-heated pool. We have to give the Weston just a tiny little tip about heating up the pool. But the sauna and the hot tub were great. And so we feel really relaxed for such a full day today here in Vancouver. And we had a lovely breakfast at the Weston. I had some croque monsieur, which was lovely. Not that I don't like the madames.
And I had an orange egg.
You did have an orange egg.
Very
Everything's
shocking.
So much more vibrant here in Vancouver. So we hopped in a cab, and right off downtown is Commercial Drive. Now, Commercial Drive is really known as this cool, hip, diverse street of shops and restaurants. And I've heard a lot about it because I guess Jennifer Beals lived here while she was shooting The L Word. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Well, our first stop is Commercial Drive, and we're here at a store called Women's Wear. And it's been here since 1995, so 15 years. And you know, it and definitely we'll have this linked on the website because there are a lot of things here, ladies, and I think the gentlemen might like to go on, and some exclusive toys and fun things that you might like to spice up your life. Now Kelly was in bed this morning, and what were you talking about this morning?
What was I talking about?
You were talking about marriage.
I don't know why.
I know, because you can here, because you can get married here, right? And she was like, if we had gotten married yesterday, what would we do today? And I think coming to Women's Wear is exactly what if we had gotten married.
We would go to a Vibe and Lube shop.
That's right. This is Vibe and Lube, very big in purple.
Very big.
On the corner.
Nice.
I'm sure Jennifer was here, don't you think?
You think so? We'll have to ask the owner.
We'll ask the, well, yeah, exactly. And we're here with Amber Smith. She is... you have operations manager is your title, which
sounds
very sexy.
It's a nice, diverse role. So a little bit of everything.
So you've been here since 1995, and was Women's Wear kind of the first of its kind for Vancouver?
Yeah, definitely. I would say a first of its kind in Vancouver. Our space is totally open and welcoming. We don't black out our walls. We're not triple X. The way we display our products and the way we interact with our customers, we have a really unique approach. So we're definitely pioneers for sure.
Absolutely. So we walk in, it's a cornucopia of fun and makes me feel like my life's too boring. So let's talk about, you know, what are the main goals of the store, and what are they, what is the goal of the store? What's the mission of the store to do for women and women's sexuality?
First and foremost, we are for the celebration and empowerment of women's sexuality. We exist to serve women exploring their sexuality, women and their partners. Our whole mission is to deliver the information in a really frank, educational way, cut through the barriers, and just really assist our customers with wherever they're on their path to sexuality.
So is it just a store, or are there things that go on here? And we're going to definitely walk around and let you tell us what all is in the store to purchase, but is it just a store, or do you have community outreach and efforts that you try to do to educate women and work with women?
We have a variety of programs. First of all, we operate an extensive website. We have a print catalog. We're the only sexuality store that offers their own print catalog. And whenever possible, we definitely will sponsor things in our community through donation, outreach, that sort of thing. We're definitely into supporting people. So,
yeah. Well, so talk to me. What does someone, probably a woman, what is she coming for when she comes to your store? I mean, should we start in a section, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start at Vibes, because this is often, you know, the place that people want to start. We have an extensive selection ranging from classic fundamental toys to really innovative toys. Wherever possible, silicone. Mm-hmm. So for instance, everything you're seeing up on the top shelf is silicone, and we love silicone, and all of our dills are silicone as well.
Now, why silicone?
Silicone, non-porous material. It doesn't degrade or break down. You can sterilize it by boiling for 3 to 4 minutes. Obviously, not ones with electronics, but...
Sure.
Yeah, and so it's the ideal material. It holds its mold really well, so it's excellent for penetrative use, and it conducts vibration extremely well. So it's the ideal material. Silicone keeps going and going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is, when your batteries don't, you should just buy the rechargeables. So what is your top seller? I mean, what are some of the ones to, what are the vibes of the season, so to speak, for this year?
Great question. We get asked that all the time. What do you sell a lot of? And I mean, it's such a personal thing, but a lot of people are moving into the more innovative categories of toys. So for instance, products that are rechargeable. This particular product, it's a Lilo vibe, so really, really sleek, good looks, doesn't necessarily look like a sexual product, so people really appreciate that.
When you travel, sweetie, nobody would notice that.
Yeah, and in fact, if you're into the traveling one, then you probably want to go something like Mia, which is going to charge up in your USB port. Looks like a flash drive, nobody needs to be the wiser, and it's totally portable to take it with you.
Wow, that's very innovative.
Kelly's turned on a little bit about the USB flash drive.
Yeah, exactly, right? So people really appreciate the fact that now their products don't necessarily need to look like a sexual product, right? So they're really gravitating towards that. Something like our Fun Factory Yin Yang, again, very, very innovative. You've got this beautiful curve here.
It almost looks like the letter J.
Exactly.
With a place for your thumb.
And I always say this toy will hit the G-spot, so you don't have to be a contortionist, right? So again, very, very innovative. Any of these products in here, again, they're going to deliver lots of power in the rechargeable and great silicone materials.
And so, do all of these are all by Lilo?
These ones in here, whoops, are all by
we're dropping.
Lilo. Yeah.
All by Lilo.
And
so, and so with these, do they have various levels and various types of vibration?
Yeah, definitely. So in the case of this one here, first of all, the other thing that I love is that they will lock out, so you're not draining power if you're traveling. What a smart function. So not only do you have incredible power, I don't know if you want to check this out.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear that incredible power? Kelly can feel that incredible power.
But you're also
on her hand, just so you know.
Yeah, a multiple of pulsation patterns, which is great. So now we have more power in our clitoral portion of the vibe, and you can just scroll through all these powers. Now it's pulsating. So again, one toy with multiple experiences, right? So
it's again, really
now I do have a question for you. What you started the store, correct?
No, I did not start.
You did
the
not
store.
Start the store.
She was a she was 15 years ago. Let's just say that Amber is a young, cute. Are you single?
Yes. Yes.
She's young, cute, and single for all you Chicagoans out there that want to come up to Women's Wear and meet her.
Has your own evolution as a sexual person? I mean, obviously you have to talk to people about things that, yeah. that are, you know, sometimes secret things that are hard for women to talk about often, that feel very, very inhibited. So how has it changed you to work in the store and talk about these things?
It's a great question. You know, it's just like any other consumer product. I mean, obviously there's a sexual element, but for me, taking that out of the equation and trying to contextualize for the customer other consumer realities they have. Maybe somebody's not really savvy about electronics, but sure, they have some electronic appliances at home. Everybody has a vacuum cleaner or a flashlight or mm-hmm. something like that. So making it relatable to them. I'm also really direct, you know. If somebody's really nervous, I'm going to acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. If somebody's really hypersexual, great, I'm going to celebrate that with them as well. I do my best to get on the level of every customer and just move past the emotional response to deliver the information the best way that I can. So how has that, you know, how have I evolved? Well, definitely I'm more open to people. I'm more empathetic with people. I have... you know, obviously I believe so strongly in what we're doing here that I have a real passion for helping other people on their journey.
So how does a woman who wants to expand her sexual experience, I mean, when do we go into conversations about anal sex and anal beads? When do we go into conversations about strap-on and dildo play? Talk to me a little bit about how Women's Wear, what you've done in terms of some products that I know you have developed, and also what are kind of the top sellers there.
Okay. So one of our designs is the clit capsule right here. And this is...
It's a clit capsule.
Clit capsule, yeah. Wow. So really, really, really smart design for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's silicone. Mm-hmm. And again, we love silicone. So we've got this great curve here, which is going to definitely be more G-spot specific.
Looks a little bit like a penis. So this one is more... phallic looking.
It's a little more stylized, definitely. Mm-hmm. We have
but it's
orange.
Purple.
It's purple.
Bright purple, the
so
color of Women's Wear,
purple,
I'm seeing.
Right? It's got an orange peel skin texture to simulate more of a skin-on-skin mm-hmm. contact, but the mm-hmm. real gem here is this beautiful clitoral pad. It's kind of like sea anemone, and mm-hmm. especially if this is lubed up, it's quite wonderful. On its own, you can use it, you know, insert two fingers, and you have a lot of motion this way, but you can also power it with a variety of vibrators. So, for instance...
Because it's hollowed out.
Exactly.
At the base.
So, mini pearl.
Yeah.
Right?
A pearl or a bullet,
yeah.
as some women know
and
them
again,
to be called.
And again, this is really, really going to conduct, right? And the beauty here is that it's a dual. So, for those women who want the internal stimulation and they want external... but they don't necessarily want to go to something like this.
Mm-hmm. Like perfect. A rabbit or
exactly.
the classic
everybody's
rabbit.
Everybody's comfortable with a face on their toy, right?
yeah.
and when the electronics break down, they're not embedded. So the silicone keeps going and going. We warranty right. this for 5 years, right? And then you're just replacing your motor. Mm. So cost-effective, great toy, dual stimulation.
Right.
So this is one of our designs.
And you can use your pearl or your bullet for something else. And
exactly.
if one person prefers just that, and if one person prefers the penetration along with clitoral stimulation,
you got
they
it.
Can have that. And
absolutely.
What is that called? What do you call
this
it?
This is called clit capsule.
Clit capsule.
Yeah.
You can check that out on the website to see more of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you see all ages here? Is there a particular demographic that's strongest?
We do see all ages. I would say probably in the 30 to 50 category. But certainly we have, you know, older customers in that. We've had lovely octogenarians who come in and either buying vibrators or lubes or that kind of thing. And we do have younger customers. Certainly customers are that are younger, more internet savvy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've checked out our website. They've already done their research. They know what they want. They're coming in to get the information or to check the products out in person. Mm. So our demographic is...
is really large. And we have a lot of male customers as well. It's not just exclusively female customers, but lots of men as well.
And I'm sure you have a lot of straight customers. We let them come in as well. So that's
We do, definitely. And the whole reason we think that speaks really well to us, because we're so welcoming and we're such a comfortable environment that we attract, you know, everybody. Anybody who's into celebrating women's sexuality, totally welcome in the store.
That's awesome. So talk to me about some of the innovations you've made in harness, strap-on harness wear, and also and dildo use for that kind of play.
So really wide variety of harnesses. Again, you're seeing some of our exclusive designs. The strapper is our design, and it's an excellent, excellent harness. It's available in a leather variety. It's available in a hybrid leather nylon for customers who don't, you know, who don't want a fully leather product.
And that's a leg in each strap type of
harness. But you can bring it in and wear it in a G-string style if you prefer.
Okay.
These butt straps will float. They're not doing it very cooperatively for me right at the moment. But these will move in.
So you can have it on
and then you
either.
you can pivot the rivets, and you can bring it in. So now, if you want to wear it jockstrap style, but your partner prefers G-string style, you don't have to have two different harnesses. The other thing that's great is you've got a thick belting weight leather, which is really going to stabilize the whole pubic plate. You've got a nice flat flesh pubic plate here, so some customers prefer that to like the O-rings and the snaps and that kind of thing. So that's a really great design. Not everybody likes leather, so we offer, you know, a variety of fabric ones. This is great if you want to have more of a superhero sort of
the
look,
super bling harness. Yeah, super looks bling. A little like if Wonder Woman had a harness. Which
exactly.
I would like that.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
That's awfully fun and festive.
So, and then this is another one of our exclusive designs. This is the Golly G. So this is, a G-spot specific toy. It's got the necessary firmness and density to keep the pressure on the G-spot. And then all this ridging on the width draw, it's like multiple finger pads stroking the G-spot. So that's one of our designs as well. In terms of what we've done to sort of increase play in this area, well, we certainly have an exclusive selection of silicone toys. With the exception of these two products in here, everything you're seeing is silicone. And again,
there's one glass product, is that right? And one metal product?
Yeah, so this
is everything else is silicone.
This is Lucite,
okay,
which is a member of the acrylic family. This is stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
And obviously, these two don't have a strap-on capability because they don't have a base, but we've got a huge selection of toys that you can use in a harness if you want to do that.
And what are your best sellers? I mean, do women generally, I mean, I guess, do you see a difference in gay women and straight women as to what they gravitate toward and the realism? You know, stores started, you know, with our own stores making our sex toys, you know, it used to just be stores that really catered to everything that looked just like a real penis.
Yeah.
And now I'm just curious if you see a difference between straight women and gay women and what they kind of gravitate toward. Or just variety is a spice of life?
Well, I always say different strokes for different folks, right? You definitely have a cross-section of customers who want more of an abstract toy. They don't want it to, you know, look like a penis, for instance. And that's great. We have, you know, abstract right over there. Even some
little
of our
porpoises, little
dolphins.
Yeah,
little dolphins. They've got
that's
a cute
gentle
little face on them.
That's a little intro.
So different strokes for different folks, right? But then it can swing the other way where we get customers and even gay women who want a really realistic looking toy. In the case of something like Tex, which is silicone, but it's made from Vic skin, which is a very, very, very soft silicone. It's incredibly realistic to the touch. It's got a firmer core in the center of the toy, so you're not losing your stability. You can still use it in a harness and control it. But it's all over the place. And the biggest things for any customers who are thinking about, you know, dildo, either for strapping on or not, think length, diameter, and density. Those are the three things you want to consider first. And then you can think about aesthetics, like how, you know, do you want something realistic or not? If you answer the first three questions, though, you can really narrow down your choices. Because obviously, standing here, this might be a little bit overwhelming.
Right.
Yeah, is that what you, are those the three primary things? If someone comes in and is like, I want something, I don't know what, I'm a little scared, or I'm a little ashamed, or I have a lot of fear around this. Those are the three that kind of
lead
you.
If we're in this category, I'll right away ask, you know, length. And that's important because if we're looking at a toy that's over 6 inches, it's going to be making cervical contact. So is that something that the customer or her partner is going to enjoy? If not, then stay under 6 inches. We call that the cervical safe zone. Diameter, how wide the toy, right? Mm-hmm. And I always say, you know, I'm not very mathletic. So looking at, you know, 1.5 inches, I'm like, well, what does that mean? I can't really put that into my mind. It's about 3 fingers. Well, I can figure out if I like that, right? And then density refers to how soft or how firm the toy is. Mm-hmm. With silicone, I already mentioned before, it really holds its mold well. So you're able to have variations in how soft or how firm the toy is going to be. So if you feel them, you know, they run the gamut from really soft to medium to really, really firm.
So, and I mean, I think what you're really saying with this whole interview, and obviously everyone who's listening to this podcast won't be able to come to Vancouver and shop just with you, but this is good basic information for if you can identify in a city near you or in your city, you're lucky enough to have a women-owned toy store to go to really just find a sales associate you feel comfortable with and try to talk. Because really talking, you're going to get what you want. You have a better shot at getting what you want than if you just walk in, drop money. Because a lot of this stuff now is not, it's not $10, $15 anymore. You are making some investments. You come in, you have a conversation, ask the questions. You know, try to at least not be too scared to come in and be ready to have the conversation with
and
someone.
And admit at the outset what your limitations are. I'm feeling really nervous, or I'm scared, or I had a bad experience before. As much information as you can provide, then we can understand where you're coming from and we can match you up with whatever your goals are. And the other key is allow yourself enough time. This is not the kind of thing that's a snap decision.
Right.
Right? So allow yourself the time to get the information and get comfortable. Maybe you're coming in and you're just exploring your options. Maybe it's not a shopping day. Well, that's great because at least when you do come back, you've made a really informed decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you find in the time that you've worked here that women are more open in terms of how they discuss their own sexuality and their own sexual desires, or have you seen things change since you've been dealing with women?
I think it's changing for the better, but you know there are still, you know, the way women are socialized in our culture, you know, that can be really hard to overcome.
Yeah.
And we can deliver as much information as possible, but the bottom line is if they're not ready at emotional level to deal with, you know, owning a sexual product, then they're just not ready. I think things have gotten better, but, you know, we still see people who come in with a lot of fear or, you know, not even understanding how their bodies work
or
what their
own
sexual response is.
Do they know where their G-spot is? Do you find that those things are more...
It's still out there.
It's still, yeah.
It's still out there, which is why the need for stores like us is so high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we are so glad that you're here. And just so you know, you can visit the website, which is very, very simple. And we'll have it linked in our show notes. It's www.womenswear, and that's womynswear.com. And I'm sure that you can purchase pretty much anything that you all have for sale here through the website. And if you ever get to Vancouver, and we highly recommend it already. We've only been here 24 hours.
Yeah.
We're enjoying it so much. Head on over to Commercial Drive. We're going to tell you a lot more about Commercial Drive in the upcoming show. But Women's Wear is right on the corner, right at 896 Commercial Drive here in Vancouver. And Amber, I want to thank you for taking
thank
us
you.
Through the store and talking with us about the shop and about some girl play here. It's a good way to start the day.
Excellent.
So Amber, I'm still here with Amber. We're getting ready to head off and explore Commercial Drive for a little while today. Tell us about Commercial Drive. The Drive, I guess it's
the
called,
drive,
right?
Yeah. The Drive is a really diverse, eclectic neighborhood. Traditionally more of a working class neighborhood, although now a lot of young families have moved to the area. It's traditionally the queer women's part of town, which
great.
Is really great.
So for those of us in Chicago, this is the Andersonville. Later on, we're going to Davie Village. That's the Boys Town,
you
Lakeview.
Got it. Exactly. So the women need to come here. and it's it's infused with a wonderful ethnic fabric as well. Traditionally, really, really strong ties to the Italian community. Oh, so fun. You'll notice tons of Italian.
Fiery Italian delis. Lesbians. Run, yeah. Don't walk.
Coffee shops, that type of thing. And we boast tons of restaurants. So some of my favorite places to eat, if you are into Caribbean food, there's a really yummy Caribbean restaurant called The Reef. Mm-hmm. If you want to have delicious wood-fired pizzas, I would suggest Lombardo's, which mm-hmm. is in the Mercado at First and Commercial. You'll also find a lot of smaller shops and artisan types of places where crafts would be available and that kind of thing. But the main thing with Commercial Drive, it's best viewed by walking. Mm-hmm. It's not the kind of place that you want to zip around in your car or on public transit. You want to walk. And it's beautiful because if you're heading down this direction, you've got a lovely view of the mountains.
Mm. That would be heading north. Are we heading north that way? I think so.
Yeah, you'd be heading north. So if you start down at like First and Commercial and head north, you'll get a beautiful view of the mountains. But the whole area is really, really accepting, and that's the thing that I love. I've been a resident of the Drive on and off for many years, and I always come back to this neighborhood because there's nothing else like it in terms of the diversity, the acceptance, the cultural flair. It's just a wonderful neighborhood, and I highly recommend anybody visiting from Chicago needs to come here.
Now, just because I have to ask, I mean, the L Word was obviously filmed here. Did you see a lot of L Word actresses? Did you have people that you knew that were, you know, that were extras, or how did that impact the community, the women's community, having the L Word shot here?
Well, I personally wasn't living in Vancouver at the time, but what I can tell you...
Okay, what's the gossip?
What I can tell you is, I mean, it was big. Mm-hmm. We did have cast members shopping in the store, which is always nice. Mm-hmm. And it really put Vancouver on the map in terms, I think, of like a lesbian center, but also it really showcased our city in a really great way. Mm-hmm. I mean, L Word was such an iconic show, and to have it shoot in your hometown, I mean, what else can you say about it except wow?
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, the fact that Jennifer Beals lived in the neighborhood. I mean, again, what else can you say about that but
there's
wow?
Nothing else you can
right?
Say.
I
wow.
mean, words all do not begin say. To describe
Kelly
that,
would so. Have been hunting her down, and I would have been strong arm blocking her as we were both hunting her down.
Yeah.
We can agree on Jennifer Beals. We sometimes don't agree on a lot, but we agree on Jennifer Beals.
So. I would be with you. Yeah.
It's very good. Well, Amber, we're going to head on down the road, and we really appreciate it. And is there a great resource for lesbians coming to Vancouver, you know, for, I mean, we haven't noticed that there's really a lesbian bar, but there seem to be a lot of lesbian events. And you know what? Chicago's no different. We just lost
you
our last.
You don't want to get me started on that topic.
Oh, well, you can. Go there.
There is one bar.
Okay.
And it's located sort of off of what we would call Gastown. So
okay.
Like our downtown east side. And it's very tiny. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the thing. Vancouver's known for its gay friendliness, but yet for women specifically,
right.
it's really minuscule.
Chicago's
it's kind
the same.
Of under the radar, which is really, really annoying. Mm-hmm. So I guess what I have to say with that is, it's you got to work with what you have. Specifically in the east side, things that I like to do, there's a lot of queer dance parties that happen mm-hmm. that are a lot of fun. They're not necessarily branded lesbian events.
Sure,
we
sure.
have those around Pride and stuff. But it's a little more fun because the music's usually better, the crowd is really friendly, and those are usually happening once a month. So
great.
A lot of... you know, younger women will check those out. And as far as the bar scene, I mean, if you're into the bars, we do have one. It's called Lick. Like I said, it's really tiny. Yeah, it's called Lick. So,
and then you have events though going on with productions, different production companies put on women's events, as you said, around Pride
exactly.
and throughout
and,
the year.
And those usually happen on the long weekend as well, like Hershey and Fly Girl usually mm-hmm. will do a pretty big event on a Sunday prior to a long weekend because everybody
right.
gets the Monday off, right?
Yeah.
So there will be those types of events as well.
Great.
But yeah, our women's scene is a little more under the radar than the boys' scene.
Seems
is.
To be the United States trend, quite frankly. And, you know, Chicago just lost one of our last, you know, one of our oldest women's bars. So, you know, it's interesting. We're going to check out Davey later on and see how accepting the boys are of us being in their haunt.
Oh, you'll be fine. They'll love you.
Yeah, they usually tend to welcome us.
Yeah.
All right, Amber, we're going to hit Commercial Drive. We're going to hit
Excellent.
The Drive.
Tourism Vancouver wants to bring your party of five to Vancouver for Pride Weekend next summer. That's right. Imagine you and four friends in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, dancing the day and night away at the Pride Parade, Pride Festival, Dyke March, and Street Party. Enter the Party of Five to Vancouver Pride 2011 sweepstakes by visiting tourismvancouver.com/five. Prize includes round-trip flights to Vancouver for five people from anywhere in North America. Two nights share accommodations during Vancouver Pride at the hip Opus Hotel in trendy Yale Town. A $500 dining credit to Rain City Grill, an icon of West Coast dining just steps from the parade route and English Bay Beach. So which four friends would you like to take to Vancouver Pride? Visit tourismvancouver.com/five and enter to win. The 2011 Vancouver Pride Parade takes place on July 31st, 2011. The sweepstakes runs through December 31st, 2010 and is open to residents of the United States, excluding Florida, and Canada, excluding Quebec. You must be 21 years of age to enter. For full rules and regulations, visit tourismvancouver.com/five.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting. Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of September 13th, 2010, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Court Theater kicks off its season with William Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, directed and adapted by Sean Graney. Tickets are available now by visiting courttheater.org. Don't miss this exciting and innovative production of The Comedy of Errors.
The Harris Theater launches its seventh season with a limited engagement by Lar Lubavitch Dance Company. The New York Times says Lar Lubavitch is one of the best choreographers in the world. See his famed company September 22nd and 23rd at the Harris Theater in Millennium Park. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Visit harristheaterchicago.org.
Don't miss the critically acclaimed music and dance spectacular, The Merchants of Bollywood, coming to the Auditorium Theater in Chicago. During its recent sold-out run in London, The Times wrote, "Their energy is electrifying. It's high-octane pleasure." For tickets to The Merchants of Bollywood, visit Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss this captivating performing arts experience. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
So Commercial Drive is definitely a place, the drive, that I think all of you want to come. As Amber told us at Women's Wear, it's kind of the women's neighborhood, as kind of Andersonville would be. A lot of fair trade shops, a lot of restaurants, and a lot of cute women, actually, I gotta say. I don't know if they're all gay, but many of them I think are probably, odds are, pretty good. What do you think?
I'd say, yeah. I mean, they're kind of hip gay.
They're kind of hip gay, and it's a sunny, sunny day. It's a really easy street to walk down, and there are tons of just secondhand shops.
Little funky, crafty shops.
Yeah, lots of places to eat food if you want. Many kinds of Belgian beers. You can hit Stella's. There are coffee shops, I guess. There's a little old diner-type coffee shop, Joe's Cafe. And then we have stopped here.
Jennifer Beals recommended.
Which she did. And then we have stopped at Havana. Havana for lunch, which is a great place to have a couple of salads or some paella. Have a mojito or a drink on the porch here and really just people watch. You can just watch people going up and down. A lot of families. And I have to say, this is where we have probably seen the most diversity. Mm-hmm. Up to this point, we have seen a lot of white people and a lot of Asian people. And now we are definitely seeing Latin, African American, Asian, mm-hmm. Caucasian. We're seeing
Caucasian.
No, not the Caucasians. Not yet. Not till we get to Davie Village. We're going there this afternoon. But it's really a great place to spend a morning or spend an afternoon. So as we've done some shopping. We've
shopped
secondhand.
Well. I think
yes.
We've done well.
Sunglasses.
You find you got a raincoat that you've
I got
been
a little raincoat.
For in a secondhand
you got
shop.
Some sunglasses and earrings. I got a purse, which I can always buy. You got a money clip. No.
I did not get
you
a money clip.
You did not get a money clip. So we're going to continue on Commercial Drive and see what else we see. And then next we'll be taking you to Davie Village with Angus from gayvan.com, who is going to be our tour guide and also is going to be taking us through
a little bit of cocktail time with Carlotta Girl. And you've not met Carlotta Girl.
I have not, nor have you.
No, I have.
Oh, you have.
Not a virgin experience for me, but for you, Kelly.
Okay.
Yes, a virgin experience here in Vancouver.
Well, everyone, we're going to leave you hanging. Kelly and I still have more travels in Vancouver. In the next show, it will be all about the boys as Kelly and I head to Davie Village. It's the boys' town of Vancouver. Plus, we're catching an airplane, a little seaplane, and heading over to Victoria for high tea and some fantastic flowers. It's so gay. I love it. We'll see you in the next show. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.